Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcasts. This is Pat Iyer, and this is LNP 39, How to Hook Clients with Your Legal Nurse Consulting Newsletters. In our previous episode, Wendy Votrovic shared her marketing strategies, which included writing a newsletter for her attorney clients. Be sure to listen to LNP 38 if you haven't for lots of great tips for building a legal nurse consulting business. Many LNCs use a legal nurse consulting newsletter, either paper or electronic, as a way to develop a relationship with the attorneys who they want to attract to their website or services, as well as to stay in touch with current clients and remain top of mind. What are your goals for creating a legal nurse consulting newsletter directed to attorneys? You might not have any goals. Let's talk about what you can get out of a newsletter. You may have heard the expression know, like, and trust, that your potential clients need to know you in order to understand what your business is about. We covered this in the program that Brian Basilico did for me, which was LNP 6. Your clients need to like you, the way that you interact with them, and they need to trust you that you have knowledge to help them. But another component of this expression is remember. Some people refer to this as know, like, trust, and remember. You should create a memorable legal nurse consulting newsletter with content that will stick in the minds of the people who read it. Your newsletter serves as a way of generating leads, defining your credibility, becoming more visible in your field, and creating content for books and articles. Let's look at these reasons in a little more depth. The primary reason why you should have a newsletter is to get more clients and cases. Why does a newsletter accomplish that purpose? It demonstrates your expertise. It gives you a way of showing your knowledge of a subject of interest to your visitors. Once you clearly define your target market, your newsletter enables you to share new insights, stories, advice, tips, and other helpful details. A newsletter has become a way to talk about the things that you're interested in and the services that you offer. Use your newsletter to create content. Multi-purposing content is a concept that makes sense for busy people. You can harvest your content for tweets, for books, for articles, for white papers, videos, and more. When you take the time to create content that has value, think of other ways that you can share that information. I do this, quite honestly, all the time. Learning styles vary. Some people want to read your content, some people want to hear it, like this podcast, and some people want to participate with it. Your newsletter should create captivating content. One of the key components of creating awesome content is knowing who your target market is. Think of them as you write. Understand their issues, their challenges, their concerns, and their problems. Know what keeps them up at night and what's worrying them. If you don't know your audience well, you can gain some insights about them by reading the blogs that they write. There are many attorneys who have their own blogs on their own websites. Do a search to find attorneys in your area that you want to target as clients. Read their sites. Find out what they're focused on. You can also gain insight about your audience by joining LinkedIn groups and finding those that cater to a medical legal audience. There are, for example, personal injury LinkedIn groups, medical malpractice LinkedIn groups, ones that are open to legal nurse consultants and attorneys to join. The next step in this process is to gather ideas for a legal nurse consulting newsletter. There are several sources that you can use to get material. One of them is nursing journals. Subscribe to some of the print journals or go to websites for online journals. Remember to take the nursing material and reframe it so an attorney will understand the implications for a case that he or she might handle. And always respect copyright laws and do not reuse material verbatim. Comment on or summarize the material. You can set up Google Alerts so that you can get an email whenever there's an article on the web about the subject that you have defined for your Google Alert. For example, you might set up a Google Alert for medical malpractice, personal injury. You may receive a Google Alert in your email box once a day or on a different frequency if you want. You may have as many alerts as you wish, and then you can go to those links in your Google Alerts. What the alert does is give you links to internet sources that fit within the topic of your alert. Click on the link to get to the source. You can also look at news and use that as topics for identifying what's hot. What are the issues that are of concern and current in your field? Are those issues of interest to attorneys? Create files with links to or printed copies of articles. I keep stacks of articles to get ideas. You too should build up a supply of articles. Then when you're ready to sit down and write a newsletter, you have raw material to work with. Your target topic of your legal nurse consulting newsletter should be something that you know well. It should be something that interests you. You shouldn't be in any danger of running out of topics. It's something that will hold your attention, but it needs to hold the attention of your target audience as well. How do you build reader loyalty to your newsletter? When people open your newsletter, it could mean several things. For example, your newsletter is interesting and informative. You're leaving people with a desire to find out more about the topic. This is known as the curiosity factor, and it encourages attorneys to contact you for more information. As you write for your ideal attorney client, you increase the chances that the attorney will find your material helpful and have work for you. In order to be able to build such an ideal scenario of reader loyalty, here are a few things to consider if you want others to come back for more. Give your reader great content. Simply stated, people are coming back for the great content you provide. Before you know it, you have a loyal reader. Here's another simple action you can try to get more subscribers. At the end of every newsletter, ask the reader to share the content with someone else. Don't overdo it. Resist the urge to create a newsletter that is longer than a few pages. I used to write as long as 6-page newsletters for attorneys because I enjoy writing, but a longer newsletter increases your costs and the complexity of preparing and laying out the material. I recommend a short newsletter that you send monthly. People's attention spans have decreased. The demands on their time are higher than ever before. You know how easy it is to put something aside to read later. And a final point, you may use a newsletter to build a list. It is common for people who market on the internet to offer their website visitors something of value in order to join their list. This offer is typically a checklist, a special report, a video, or something else of value. It is rarely enticing to offer an attorney a subscription to a newsletter as the initial way of capturing their name and email address. However, a newsletter is quite useful to stay in contact with an attorney once you have given the attorney the opt-in gift. Use your Legal Nurse Consulting newsletter to write about something that attorneys are interested in reading, and you'll gain the benefits. I'd like to talk to you for the final couple of minutes about a product that I prepare to help legal nurse consultants create opt-in reports that build their list that they then use to send a newsletter as a way of keeping in touch with those people who have raised their hand and said that they want to receive information from that legal nurse consultant. Think of it in this framework. You're a legal nurse consultant. You have a website. You know people are visiting your website. They come, they leave. How do you capture that information? You've heard you need to create a list of people that you can stay in touch with, but how do you entice them to turn over their names and email addresses? The answer is something countless marketers have found works. Create an opt-in offer. Why is this important for you? How does this make money for your business? It's simple. Your clients and prospects receive a lot of email. How would you like to quickly attract prospects so that they are enticed to part with something of value to them, their name and email address? This is what I teach in how to create an irresistible opt-in offer. You can gain these critical skills in just 5 lessons with my personalized support and feedback. You know you could benefit from a step-by-step coaching program to take the mystery out of creating a magnet to draw prospects to you. You know that you could benefit from guidance on what you can offer, support, and my feedback, and the assistance of a person, me, with lots of experience developing opt-in offers for attorneys. You want to learn from somebody who has worked out the bugs of creating opt-in offers for attorneys. Stick with me. I have answers for you that will help. I'm opening the doors for a special 5-session coaching program called How to Create an Irresistible Opt-in Offer, a 5-day coaching program. And you can start at any time. Let me work with you one-on-one, and at the end of our 5 days together, you'll be able to put together an opt-in report and start collecting names of attorneys. Of course, you may not need my personalized coaching program to learn how to create opt-in offers. You can learn on your own. You might make mistakes that will not attract your ideal prospect, and you might learn the hard way. But if you'd like to shortcut the problems and errors, and would like me to personally guide you and offer you one-on-one help, you can join me for the current coaching class, How to Create an Irresistible Opt-in Offer, a 5-day coaching program. This is done over the internet, through email, and through lessons that I provide for you. Get the details and order your personalized coaching program at this link, LegalNurseBusiness.com/opt-in. That's LegalNurseBusiness.com/OPTIN for opt-in. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you being part of this program. Check out our next series of interviews and podcasts. And be sure to scroll through the programs that are in iTunes as well as in LegalNursePodcast.com for one of the other episodes that will capture your attention. In fact, I think more than one will capture your attention. We've been getting great readership, listenership, and comments, and I welcome the time that you spend investigating the programs that we have to offer. Thanks so much. That's all for today.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.